Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, everybody, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner. I'm your host, Prophetess Martha Williams, coming to you live. Go ahead and text a neighbor, T-Bow them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're live and on the air. First of all, I have some announcements. I want to make sure that, you know, this, make sure that you're listening in on the ministries. Glory to God, because it's ministry with you and mine, and it comes on all week long, so you don't want to miss it. I'm going to give you the announcements. I'm going to give you the times. I'm going to give you whatever you may need to hook up with the hookuppers. Glory to God, to get your needs met. First of all, you can tune in on WOW Radio on Tuesday at 6 Pacific Standard Time, 8 Central Standard Time, and 9 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to make sure you listen to Apostle Yvonne Rounds and Pastor Joseph Rounds, an awesome, awesome show that comes on Tuesday. Man, they walk the dog on the show. If you miss it, you can also go back and hear it on demand. If you need a counselor, if you need a spiritual leader, if you need a life coach, you can hook up with them on Facebook. Go to Facebook page, it's Pastor Joseph Rowles page, or you can go to Prophetess Yvonne Rowles page, and you can let them know, inbox them, and let them know what you want. Glory to God, because we don't want you to be missing in this season. We don't want you to miss out on nothing. So you can go and inbox them, and they will get back in contact with you and help you through whatever it is you need. Glory to God. And if you move on down to Faith Come By Hearing, none other than Elder Bertha Askew. She did an awesome job on yesterday. My God, it was just so awesome. I didn't want her to quit, but you know, sometimes you have to, when you go an hour long, it's time. Glory to God. But it was just, her show comes on at 12 Pacific Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So I don't want you to miss it on next Saturday. Go ahead and mark your calendar and get ready for a time of your life. So she prayed the house down and she preached. She preached the word in season. So I want you to make sure that you go back and hear the word that came forth on yesterday from Elder Bertha Askew. Amen. Now, if you move on down just a little bit, we're called the Hour of Power. Our Prophetess Martha Williams, I'm the first Hour of Power, and this show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, and 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And if you need, you know, if you, glory to God, go ahead and mark your calendar right now so you won't miss it, because I don't want you to miss any of the shows, glory to God. It's an awesome, awesome shows that come on all through the week. It's ministry with you in mind. You know, there's other things, yeah, people could be doing, but they want to get the word out so you can get people saved and brought into the kingdom of God so God can begin to use you. Glory to God. Because you want him to use you at an early age. You don't want to wait till you get old and then say, well, I'm going to serve the Lord. Well, that's just about all you can do right then. Glory to God. So you don't want to wait. You want to come on and get in and begin to serve the Lord at an early age. Don't wait till you get 60 years old, 70 years old. Nah, he's calling you to come as you are in your youth so he can use you in a mighty, mighty way. Glory to God. Amen. And I want you to move on down just a little bit further. I'm going to give you a 30-minute break right there. And then comes on next will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. The show comes on at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. So don't miss it. You can get a 30-minute break between my show and her show, and then, you know, you'll go on and listen at her show. She comes on, so I don't want you to miss it. And I encourage you to come on and partner with us. And in partnering with us, you'll receive many, many perks. You'll be placed on a personal prayer list where you will be prayed for by blood-washed, born-again believers. We believe in praying, amen, glory to God. But if we don't know who you are, amen, then we can't put the special, the personal touch to it. Yeah, we pray for everybody. Yes, we do. But don't you want that personal touch? Don't you want them to say your name? Say your name, glory to God. We're only asking for $25 or more. So I'm going to encourage you to come on and join us and be blessed. And if any of these ministers have been a blessing to you, go ahead and send them a donation. You can hit them up on Facebook and ask them, where do you want me to send my donation, or how do you want me to send my donation? And they can get back with you and let you know where to send it and how to send it. Now, with all that in mind, glory to God, I want you to stay in contact, amen, and I want you to come on aboard and let's ride this train on today, because this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad that we're in it, glory to God, because this is a new day. Every day should be a new day. You shouldn't be the same as you were yesterday. You should want something new on this day. You know, receive every day as it comes as a new day. Old things are passed away. So receive it in a new way. Have a new way of thinking, glory to God. Have a new way of doing things. You know, I'm not going to do the same thing I did on yesterday, because yesterday was a disaster. So I'm going to see if I can't change my focus and do something different on this day to help me, amen, glory to God, to get even further than I got on yesterday, because that was a disaster. That's what you got to do. You know, leave that day alone and amen and come on over into the new day. Hallelujah. You know, sometimes we get so wound up, amen, and what's going on, you know, and then you forget about everything else. But understand, God is still good regardless of what you went through. God is still how you're going through. But just think about it. You are going through it. You're not laying down in it. Glory to God. Whatever your it may be. Glory to God, my God. That's what you got to look at. Hallelujah. And keep the train on moving. You know, yesterday, well, you know what, Lord, I didn't, you know, you'll just say amen. I'm just using, you know, parables, glory to God. You know, yesterday, Lord, I might have didn't have enough to eat, glory to God. But guess what? This day right here, I got more than enough. I'm not going to look at I didn't have enough yesterday, but I'm going to look at this as a new day, and I had more than enough. You know, yesterday, yeah, I had to spend all my money, yeah, in the gas tank. Yeah, listen, hold it. Wait a minute. Glory to God. The same God, hallelujah, he still exists on this day. That's why you have to take each day, glory to God, and to see a new beginning. It don't matter what happened on yesterday. Well, you know what, Lord, I made a deal, use that yesterday, but you know what, you're going to bring me even more today. You know, you got to think positive. You have to change your mindset. And the way we change our mindset is by reading the word of God and meditating on that word. You know, when you're going through your house, or when you're cooking, you can think about, you know, what, you know, hold up, wait a minute. Let me think about this thing now. Holy God said he'll supply all my needs according to his riches and glory if I'm in Christ Jesus. But am I in Christ, or am I doing what he's telling me to do? Lord, if it's something that I need to change, if it's something I need to shift, oh, glory to God, then, God, I ask you to show it to me. You know, so many times you'll say, well, he didn't do what he needed. He said he was going to do. God, you didn't do this. You didn't do that. You didn't. No, ask yourself first. Glory to God. Say, self, yes, speak to yourself. Say, self, is it something that I did not do that I should have done? Is it someone that I made mad that I shouldn't have done that? Is it someone that I cut off when I was going on in traffic and I cut them off? I shouldn't have did that. Was it something that I said that hurt somebody's feeling? No, I shouldn't have done that. You know what? We have to examine our own self. Do a self-examination, glory to God, and to see if it's anything that's holding up what God said he was going to do for you. Some things take a minute. Yes, it does. But guess what? You have to maintain in the Lord thy God until it comes to pass. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to go on with our message on today. I want you to go ahead and turn to 1 Samuel chapter 3, and I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for another day, a new day of dawning, Lord God, that you have given us on this day, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, forgetting about the old, Lord God, receiving the new day on today, Lord God, and pressing towards the mark of the higher calling, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, O God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, giving us a refreshing, Lord God. Oh, my God, new day, Lord, in you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We will not look at the old days, Lord God, but we'll look at the new day and keep moving moving, Lord God, like you want us to keep moving, Lord. We will keep on, God, just keep searching and seeking out the word of God, Lord. We will keep on and keep seeking out, Lord God, you in prayer, Lord God, and not your hand, Lord. We'll begin, Lord God, to hold on to the new things that you're doing, Lord God, in this season, Lord, not looking back in the last season, Lord God. Although we may have had corn, Lord God, in that season, Lord God. Now we're looking for grapes. Oh, good God Almighty. Somebody's vine, hallelujah. Oh, was about to produce. Good God Almighty. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you, God. We give you glory, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for reproduction, Lord God, in this season, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, we thank you for a changed mindset to speak more highly, God, of the word of God, to speak more highly, Lord God, of the word that comes forth, oh God, to think more highly, Lord, of the word that you're giving us, Lord, in the name of Jesus, because we know we serve a true God, in the name of Jesus. Let nothing, Lord God, destroy our thinking. Let our thinking, Lord God, be led by the Spirit of the living God, in the name of Jesus. Let the Holy Ghost dwell in our temple, Lord God, to help us to think right, to help us to talk right, to help us, Lord God, to listen to the voice of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor, and we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. Somebody have not been producing like you should in the kingdom of God, and you think that you're stagnated. Well, you know what? Yes, stagnant water starts to stink. Yes, it does. And listen, here's the thing, glory to God. If you don't think you're producing in the kingdom of God like you should, then you know what I always say, let's just check ourselves, glory to God. But you know, in this season, you know, if you don't abide by what he said, if you don't move those things out of the way, amen, glory to God, that's trying to hinder you, then guess what? He'll move them out of the way. And you don't want God to move them out of the way for you, glory to God, because if he moves it, it ain't going to be nice. But if you say, Lord, I'm going to cut this off, and I'm going to stop going here, and I'm going to stop going over there, and I'm going to stop talking over here, then you ask the Lord, now, God, Lord, you help me. Now, Lord, I cut them all off. Now you put me around those that I need to be around, Lord. Put me in contact with those that I need to be in contact with. Glory to God, so I can produce fruit like I should in this season. Glory to God, and watch him do it. Glory to God. Hallelujah, glory to God. First Samuel chapter 3, you should be there by now, hallelujah. I'm going to title this, Do You Have a Servant Heart? You know, sometimes we say we got a servant heart, but when things, when they tell us, when we, those that are in leadership, when they tell us what they want us to do, hallelujah, do the servant heart come out of you, glory to God, then and say, okay, all right, I'll do that. Or do you run and go the other way? You know, some think it's all just a pulpit ministry and that's all I want. And I got to tell other folks what to do. But, you know, God can use you if you got a servant heart first. You got to learn how to become a servant first. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to go on and read the word of God and let's get in it. Hallelujah. And the child Samuel ministered unto the Lord before Eli, and the word of the Lord was precious in those days. There was no open vision. You know, there wasn't no much open vision, and you know what? They didn't really hear like we can hear now. We can go, amen, and hear the word of the Lord. We can go and we can ask God, hallelujah, ask Jesus, amen, glory to God, and tell him what we want. We can call him up and tell him what we want. Now, you just think. You need to take the word of God as you can hear him now in these days as he speaks through his word. He speaks through songs. He speaks through people, glory to God, and those whom he placed over you to lead and guide you. You need to take that really precious. But some don't. We don't take that as precious as we should. Because look right here, glory to God. They didn't even have that during those days very much. It said they did not very much. There was no open vision. We can see visions now. You could be sitting in your house and you could see stuff that come across and you can read the writing on the wall. You know, God will spell out words for you and all that. I know it's a little deep. It's okay, but grab hold. Hallelujah. And dig your way out, huh? Oh, glory to God. My God. You can see the writing on the wall, my God, my God, and know that it means something. That's why it's so important to get up under someone who can help you, who will help you to know what God is saying, who will help you to know what you see. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's go. And it came to pass at this time, when Eli was laid down in his place, and his eyes began to wax dim, that he could not see. Okay, understand here what we're saying. You know, Samuel ministered under Eli. Okay? Hallelujah. He didn't just go and take him one glass of water. He was in a tabernacle, glory to God. Because Eli was a priest. Hallelujah. And he ministered to Eli. He helped him in there clean the church. He helped him dig the bathrooms. He helped him because Eli was getting old, and he couldn't do all that by himself. My God. So, see, he knew Samuel would help him. Let's travel back just a little bit. Okay? Samuel's mom was praying for a child. And so Eli saw her. And when he saw her, he said, "Woman, why are you drunk with wine?" She said, "No, I'm not drunk." She was praying that God would give her a child. And if God gave me this child, I'm going to give him back. You can read that, amen, in chapter 2 of 1 Samuel. Everything that I'm saying is in the book. Hallelujah. And, you know, he did. So when he did give him to her, guess what she did? She put him up under someone whom she knows that could help him. He helped her to pray this thing through. Yes. And so guess what? He did. She did. Hallelujah. And he did. And so God gave her Samuel, and she gave Samuel unto Eli to help him, and for him to help Eli, for Eli to help Samuel to know the word of God. And see, he ministered unto Eli. He helped him. He cleaned the church. He helped him, glory to God. Can you imagine? He said he was growing old at this time, hallelujah. And he helped him, hallelujah, in the church. And he helped him. He prepared his food because he was getting old and he couldn't hardly see. Now, how many would do that kind of help? Or do you have a servant heart? Some say, "Well, you know what? I ain't cleaned no bathroom. I didn't come here to cook, Pastor. Or God just sent me here now, okay, to help you. But I want to minister on this third Sunday or this first Sunday." But do you have a servant heart first? Don't you know God will open the door for you when it's time? You don't just go and say what you want to do. If you go in with that servant heart and say, "Okay, look, God sent me here to help you, to serve you," and then, glory to God, God will open the door and let them see. Hallelujah. And if they don't see, then that's on them. God will move you out of the place. You ain't got nothing to worry about. But do you have a minister's heart, a servant heart first? Glory to God. Yes, being a servant and ministering, yes, that's the same thing. Glory to God. It is. That's it. Glory to God. We're all called to minister. Yes, we are. Glory to God. Whether it's to give a word or whether it's to sweep the floor or whether it's to help somebody. Glory to God. You don't know the seeds that you're sowing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because one day you're going to want somebody to do you the same way in your ministry. Glory to God. And you see, Samuel served up under Eli. He helped him. He washed his clothes. Because Eli's vision was getting dim. He was getting where he couldn't see. Hallelujah. So he helped him around in the church. Glory to God. He helped him clean the bathroom. He helped him, amen, pick up paper. He helped him whatever it was that he needed. He helped Eli. Let's move on. And the lamp of God went out in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was, and Samuel was laid down to sleep. See, Samuel was laying down. It was in the temple, and he was sleeping. Glory to God. He was sleeping right there. He was sleeping. Can you imagine him in there, amen, with all that power in that temple, glory to God, where God was? And can you imagine just being there with all that power? Let's read on down just a little bit further, and I'm going to explain. That the Lord called Samuel, and he answered, "Here I am." Now, he was sleeping in there with the Ark of Covenant. Now, what it was, what Moses had put in there was tablets of the Ten Commandments. Don't you know, amen, that was a powerful thing, you know, for him to be laying in there in the temple. You know, Eli got all this anointing up on him, and he was teaching him the word of God, and then he laying in there, hallelujah, with the Ark of Covenant with all this just all right down on the inside. My God, my God. Don't you know he was in there with a lot of anointing? Hallelujah, glory to God. Plus, he had already heard Eli talk about the Lord thy God. he had heard Eli tell him stories, and he'd sit there and tell him, you know, what God will do and how he'll do it. And, you know, he was telling him what you need to do and how you need to do it. Ain't that something, glory to God? So many times when you come into ministry under good leaders, you don't want to do what they say do. You want to do whatever it is you want to do. And then you wonder why things get to happening and why I can't do this and why I can't do this and why I can't hold on to this and why I can't do this and why I don't have this and why my words won't come out right. Lord, help me, because you don't want to sit up under nobody and listen. Glory to God. There's a difference in listen and listening. If you just listen, that means you ain't nothing going in. If you are really listening, that's going in, and it's going to do something on the inside of you. It's going to fix you. It's going to make you. Glory to God. Because the word of God is there to make you. Glory to God. It ain't there to break you. It's there to make you into what God wants you to be. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that's what he did for Samuel. He helped him because Samuel helped him. Glory to God. They will help us one to another. Only over here on this side that we're afraid to be helpers one to another. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter. When you serve up under someone, it doesn't matter. If they in the pulpit and you on the back door, I'd rather be a doorkeeper in the house of the Lord than dwell in the tents of wickedness. My God, my God. So hang on to their door. Hallelujah. Glory to God with all you got. When people come in, that's your ministry. Minister unto them. Glory to God. Well, how you doing today, sister? How you doing today, brother? Give them a holy handshake. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And while you're giving it to them, praying, glory to God, in your mind, you know, you can say, well, Lord, I pray that they get something out of this service on today. Lord, let this service change them on the inside out. And if they ain't saved, let it grab hold, oh my God, to the sin on the inside of them, man, and make them quake, and make them shake, and make them come on in, Lord God. You know, everything is important. Only over here, hallelujah, that you think that it's not important. Hallelujah. But everyone is important who serves the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go. Let's read. Hey, hallelujah. Let's go on down just a little bit. I know it's good, but let's move on. That the Lord called Samuel and he answered, here I am. But you know what? He did not know that that was the Lord calling him. And the reason for that was because you heard what it said. It said in those days, if they heard from the Lord, if he spoke like that, man, you better, man, jump up and down. And he never heard him spoke to him before like that. So that's why he didn't know what it was. He didn't know. But he heard about the Lord thy God, and he heard what he can do. He had to be a willing vessel. He had to have submitted himself unto the Lord thy God. He had submitted and committed himself. Because when he worked up under Eli, that anointing fell on him. And he was in there with the Ark of Covenant. He could have been out doing 1,000 things. You know, I could have been out there, you know, he could have been chasing sheep. I could have been out there sweeping somewhere. You know, he could have been on the outside running around, you know, chasing goats and sheep. And, you know, I hear you. Women, he could have. But understand where he was in that place. Hallelujah. To where he could hear from God. Glory to God. And he said, here I am. And he ran unto Eli and said, here I am. For thou callest me? And he said, I call not. Lie down again. And he went and lay down. Now, don't you know, hallelujah, think about it. Now, that would have scared some right there. If they had heard somebody calling them, and sometimes you hear, you know, people say, well, I heard so-and-so calling me, but understand, hallelujah, if it ain't Jesus, cast it out and send it back. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Because God is not going to frighten you. Glory to God. He's not. He just ain't. Hallelujah. And the Lord called yet again Samuel. And Samuel rose and went to Eli and said, here I am, for thou didst call it to me. And he answered, I call not, my son. Lie down again. Well, you know, he was going to Eli like that because, just think about it, Eli's eyes was dim and everything, and when Eli wanted something, then, you know, he would call Samuel. You know, that's something, you know, you'll think it's a familiar, it was a familiar spirit to him. That's what it was. Because he was thinking that it was Eli calling him. Because, you know, when Eli's eyes were waxing dim, you know, and he was saying, Samuel, come on and give me a glass of water. Samuel, come on and help me. You know, I want you to help me sweep the floor and get everything, you know, all tidy and nice and neat. Glory to God. And that's why he thought that he was calling him. You know, you will. You'll think, amen, if you're listening to your leaders and making sure that you hear every word that they're saying, you have it wrote down, you know, you have it written down. You go back and read it, hallelujah, and then when you hear the Lord calling you, you'll think that that's your leaders calling you. Well, that's the voice that you've heard so much, and you'll think that, yes, you do. But, you know, you can say, here I am, God, because he's going to come to you, amen, glory to God, in a form that you ain't going to be scared. Ha! That's it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And that's what he'll do. That's why he thought that the Lord was calling him. He thought that Eli was calling him, glory to God. He didn't know the Lord's voice right then. He heard about him, but he didn't know. Let's move on down. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord, neither was the word of the Lord yet revealed unto him. So he didn't know how he would speak. In other words, he didn't know that God could speak to him and give him, you know, revelation like that and give him, you know, revelation of his will and communicate with him like that. He didn't know it. That's what the scripture's saying. He didn't know. So that's why he was going to Eli saying, you call me? He didn't yet know any of that. And the Lord called Samuel again the third time. And he arose and went to Eli and said, here I am. For thou didst call it me. And Eli perceived that the Lord had called the child. And after that, Eli said, oh, no, hold up, wait a minute. That's God calling your name. That's God calling you. And let's see what he said in that. Therefore, Eli said unto Samuel, go lie down. And it shall be if he call thee that thou shalt say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So Samuel went and lie down in his place again. See, Eli was telling him what he needed to do. Just say, speak, Lord. You ain't got the, amen, you ain't got to start speaking in tongues. All he did was tell him to go. You go lay down and you listen. You know, when God speaks, you need to learn how to listen. If you got a servant heart, When your leaders are speaking, you go listen. You go close your mouth. And don't act like you know everything because you don't. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God. This is an ever yet learning, amen, situation. This is what goes on. Ever yet learning for as long as you live. You've got to have a servant heart. If you got a servant heart, then you will know how to listen whenever your leaders are speaking, amen, and telling you, amen, the word of God. You will listen. If you don't have a servant heart, then you ain't going to care what they say. You ain't going to be able to listen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's move on. And the Lord came and stood and called as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answers for thy servant here. He only said what Eli told him to say. He didn't have to get down, amen, oh, Lord. He didn't, oh, Lord, I'm here, Lord. Lord, speak to me, Lord. He didn't get down. He just said, here I am, speak, Lord, thy servant heareth. So what do you think, glory to God? He didn't get and start speaking in tongues, amen, glory to God. He didn't speak in his holy language. He didn't do nothing. All he said was speak, Lord. And God started to talk. Let's see what he said. And the Lord said to Samuel, behold, I will do a new thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that heareth it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I began, I will also make an end. He was saying, he is the, you know, God said he is the beginning and he is the end. He had already told Eli what he was going to do because his sons, if you go back to chapter 2, it'll tell you, I'm still in the word. It will tell you, amen, glory to God, how his sons were doing unholy things in the temple and sleeping around with them women and doing everything that they big enough to thought they were big enough to do. Let me put it like that. Glory to God. And God told Eli what was going to happen because he sent his word through another man and told him what was going to happen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So now he was sending it a second time. Ha! Oh, my God. God will warn you. Hallelujah. He will. He sent it once. He sent it twice. Here he sent it twice to Eli and told him what he was going to do because you didn't do what I told you to do the first time. See? when he sends you that word and tell you what to do, you need to be doing it. You know, like they used to say in the old days, get quick, fast, and in a hurry. Hallelujah. Don't keep on dwelling in that sin. Now you heard us talk about it, amen, on live radio all the way from Tuesday. Well, amen, glory to God, Saturday, amen, Sunday, hallelujah. You hear two times on Sunday. You hear two times about getting being repented, having a repentant heart, turning away from evil and doing good. You hear it, amen, glory to God. How many more times is he going to have to speak it? You know, I was sitting and I heard someone say on yesterday, don't let your good be evil spoken of, glory to God. Let me help you out with that, hallelujah. This ain't the word here today, but we're going to continue on in just a minute. Just hold on, glory to God. You see, right here, glory to God, hallelujah, you don't go in places that you know that other people going to see you and they going to speak evil of you. I know you're saying, well, it don't matter what they say. You know, they're going to talk about you anyway. But don't let it be the truth what I'm talking about. Yeah, they're going to lie on you, but don't let it be the truth. Don't let your good be evil spoken of, people. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't let them assume what you were doing. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Know that you wasn't doing it. If you ain't went down there, hallelujah, you ain't got to worry about it. If you ain't went on JoJo, then you ain't got to worry about it. Hallelujah, because he broke, busted, and he discussed it. Because if he did, hallelujah, if he had what he need, he wouldn't be taking you down there. Glory to God, like that. Oh, let's move on. Hallelujah. I didn't charge y'all nothing for that one. Glory to God. Let's move on. In that day, I will perform against Eli things which I have spoken concerning his house. And when I begin, I will also make an end. God said right there again, hallelujah. I want to read it again. He is the beginning and he the end. So when he started, he's going to end it. Glory to God. Let's move on. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever for the iniquities which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile and he restrained them not. He was telling Samuel, when you get ready to tell Eli, you tell him just what I said. Don't you cut. Don't you say nothing that I didn't say. Don't add and don't take nothing away from it. Because this is what I'm going to do. Hallelujah. He knew, hallelujah, that his boys was down there sleeping with them women in the church. Having babies in the church. Good God Almighty, my God. And look what happened. Hallelujah. He told him. It was going to come. He was going to send it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He, from his family all the way down, glory to God. Hallelujah. Excuse me. And see what happened is, hallelujah, what he did, he cursed his family all the way down through generations. Don't you know, hallelujah, men and women, you got children you're putting a curse upon because of the way you live. And yes, when you learn better, you do better. But don't pretend that you know the word of the Lord. Hallelujah, glory to God. And then you still tipping and dipping and slipping. That just ain't God. Hallelujah, glory to God. Don't pretend you preside on the deacon board when you're doing things you ain't got no business doing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And he told him, he said, you know what? You knew it. And I warned you. And you still didn't correct your son. Glory to God. Don't get mad. Hallelujah. When the pastor from the pulpit said, okay, listen, this is what God showed me. When the apostle from the pulpit said, okay, hold up, listen, this is what God showed me. Come and try to help you and say, listen, this is what you're going to need to do. You're going to need to stop that doing what you're doing. And, well, Pastor, I'm telling you, I just can't. Hallelujah, glory to God. Well, you know what you're doing. You curse, and then you're cursing your family on down doing the roof. It ain't all about you. You know, God pulls some out of families. Glory to God. My God, my God. God pulls some out of families. Glory to God. He pulled that person out. Hallelujah. So you can go back and reach back, and you can go back and help mama and them. You can go back. Oh, my God. you can go back and help Dad and them, you know, because they didn't have all that you have and the wisdom and the knowledge, you know, that God has given you now. You know, glory to God, they didn't have all that, but they did what they could. So now you can reach back and you can help them a little bit, glory to God. The reason I say that because, okay, amen, glory to God, there was a time, you know, when, you know, my dad, hallelujah, the great good man, glory to God. Well, he didn't, you know, understand about the tithes, paying the tithes, hallelujah. But guess what he did? When he heard, amen, his daughter, amen, yes, I'm his daughter. He's got many. Yes, glory to God. I hear y'all. Hallelujah, glory to God. When he heard his daughter talk to him, amen, about, you know, Dad, let me show you. This is what it says in the Bible about tithes and offerings. And I showed him, you know, you give a tenth to the Lord God, Daddy. And I showed him in Malachi chapter 3, thank you, Lord God. And he showed, and I showed, I said, hold up, Dad, let me show you. And we began to read that scripture together, hallelujah. And I began to talk to him about paying his tithes and giving his offering, glory to God. Do you know, hallelujah, when I showed him, you know, because all they would ever give was dues, hallelujah, my God. And he started to pay his tithes, and he started to pay, amen, his offering. He said, look, he said, hold up, don't you forget, hallelujah, to give the Lord his tithes and his offering now. You make sure you write that check, and he would make sure every month he would remind me, don't you forget to write that check for the tithes and offering. Everything that he got, good God Almighty, hallelujah, he tithed off of it, and he gave an offering off of it. Glory to God. That's something some of them don't even know. Glory to God, hallelujah. But he made sure, huh, glory to God, that I cut that check. He said, don't cut the Lord short. Good God Almighty, my God. Ain't God good? Let's move on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And therefore, I have sworn unto the house of Eli that the iniquities of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering forever. Understand what he's saying. He said forever, forevermore. They couldn't even do it, give him a sacrifice, a sacrificial offering to get them out of that. They couldn't pray their way out of that because God had already told him what he needed to do. And he didn't, glory to God, he didn't do it. Hallelujah. My God. So don't you know, amen, when, you know, the pastor, the preacher, hallelujah, or the apostle or whoever, hallelujah, if they don't come and tell you what thus says the Lord and what you need to do, hallelujah, glory to God, then that your blood is on their hands. So don't get mad with him, hallelujah, when he sends his apostle, when he sends his pastor, when he sends his prophets, hallelujah. He sends his minister, glory to God, to tell you what you need to do in this season. Don't get mad, hallelujah. They're just making sure that the blood ain't on their hands, hallelujah. So many times folks get mad and they fall out and say, I don't believe that prophet. I don't believe that apostle. I don't believe, hallelujah, glory to God, because they fake. Oh, don't get mad. Hallelujah. Ain't no fakeness to it. If you know you're doing it, if you ain't doing it, then, hey, that's a whole nother sermon. Glory to God. If you ain't doing it, amen, that's okay. Then go on and move on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, ain't nothing they can do. Hallelujah. They couldn't get no sacrifice, nor offering, forever. Nothing. Nothing. Because he knew what his sons, Hophni and Phinehas, were doing over there, glory to God. And he told them, hallelujah, you didn't correct them. All he did was went over there and said, why are y'all cursing God like this? Why are y'all blaspheming God? No, he had the power to set them brothers down. But, hey, sisters, hold up, wait a minute. If it was some sisters, good God Almighty, the name would be spread it all across the internet. They wrote a big sign with a writing on the wall. Look. Sister, whoever said, huh? Hallelujah. Look what sister was doing, hallelujah, huh? And she called herself a prophet, a preacher, pastor, glory to God, hallelujah. But them was, because them was his sons, hallelujah. He didn't do what he needed to do. He should have dusted them and set them down, not set them down and get them back up, but he could set them down, hallelujah, glory to God, and teach them, amen, glory to God, until the Lord said, restore them. Now he can restore you, yes, glory to God. Hallelujah. But he didn't do that. Let's move on. Oh, my God, ain't it good? Hallelujah. And Samuel lay down in the morning and opened the doors of the house of the Lord. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision, Samuel was scared. He said he feared because, you know what, I can imagine, can you imagine God was showing all this and now he had to go and tell Eli this. Glory to God. Can you imagine? Let's see what happened. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here I am. And he said, what is the thing that the Lord has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. God do so to thee and more also, if thou hide anything from me, all of all the things that he said unto you, unto thee. So he was telling him, don't hold nothing back. You can't hold nothing back. Because, see, he was saying, okay, God going to get you if you hold something back. So I tell you, don't get mad when people come and tell you, amen, there are those, yes, that aren't coming in good standards. You know, God will open the door for you to go and tell whatever it is you need to tell. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He'll do that. And he will really do that. But don't get mad because someone coming and telling you the truth. Get your head out of the cloud. Hallelujah. And listen at what thus says the Lord. Glory to God. Stop, you know, how you see, you know, I think it's an ostrich that stick his head under the sand. Glory to God. Get your head out of the sand and listen to true men and women of God when they come and try to correct you, to help you, to get your soul saved. Hallelujah. Not just on the outside, but to get you fixed up on the inside so God can use you like he used Samuel. He told him, don't you hold nothing back. Because he said, listen, if you sin against God, nobody can help you. Hallelujah. But if you sin against man, God can help you. Glory to God. Again, if you sin against God, can't nobody help you. Glory to God. And that's what happened here. See, Eli sinned against, they were sinning against God. Because they were sinning against God's house and doing stupid stuff. Because he told Eli, you know what he needed to do, and he didn't do it. Glory to God. He didn't correct them. All he did was say, well, you know what y'all needed? Yeah, why are y'all doing that? He should have kicked them out, amen, and put somebody else in the place. Hallelujah. And set them down. Now, look, I'm going to sit y'all down, and we're going to talk about this, and we're going to see what's bothering y'all. If y'all need a wife, you find your own wife and stop doing what you're doing. Amen. Glory to God. See, that's what you do. Hallelujah. And Samuel told him every whit and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is the Lord. Let him do seemingly, seemeth him good. He was saying, I know, you know what you're talking about. Because in other words, Samuel didn't tell this, Eli didn't tell Samuel this. That's what he's saying. He said, you know what you're talking about. I know it's God because he had already told me all that they were doing. He said, well, God, let God do what he sees right. And Samuel grew, and the Lord was with Samuel, and did not none of his words fall to the ground. Now, you just think if Samuel had been disobedient unto the Lord, do you think he would be in that place where every word that, you know, he got from the Lord was a surefire word, glory to God? No, it probably wouldn't have been. He would have had some struggles, glory to God. But see, because he was so eased and did what God wanted him to do, and he obeyed, he did minister unto Eli, doing what he was supposed to do, glory to God. And he didn't talk, and he didn't get crazy. Well, you know what, I ain't doing that. I ain't sweeping the floor. I ain't doing none of that. I ain't putting no tissue in the bathroom. No, I'm not doing that. I'm not going to be on prayer all time. I don't have to do that right now, glory to God. And I don't want them over this, and I don't. He didn't do none of that. He just did what God told him to do. Glory to God. And look what he did. He said none of his words fell to the ground. So whatever he said, hallelujah, it came to pass. Hallelujah. And all Israel from Dan even to Beersheba knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of the Lord. And the Lord appeared again in Shiloh, for the Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. Glory. See what I'm saying? Look how it happened. See, by him obeying what God told him to do, look what it did. It opened doors. Hallelujah. He didn't hold back because God had already told Eli what I'm going to do, hallelujah, for you, hallelujah, and your whole family, them two boys of yours, and they're cutting up. Acting like they ain't got no home training, hallelujah. Like they don't know which way I went, hallelujah. Glory to God. In there sleeping around and dipping and tipping with the women in the church, hallelujah, being mean, hallelujah, to them, glory to God, and sleeping around. You know that ain't right, Eli, you know that ain't right. So you should have checked them. I told you to check them. Ain't that something? When God tells somebody to check you, glory to God. And then you get mad. But you know, God will send someone that's going to help you. Amen. Glory to God. And it ain't going to be nothing harsh, no harsh words behind it. They're going to tell you in a way that, you know, they're going to say, well, listen, hallelujah, I am going to tell you. No, they ain't going to do that. They ain't coming like that. Well, can I share something with you? This is what the Lord is saying. And this is how, you know, this is what he's saying that you need to do. Glory to God. And, you know, if they receive it, then they receive it. If they don't, just shake the dust off. But don't walk away in despair saying, well, you know what, Lord, I shouldn't have did that. No, you did what God was telling you to do. But understand, make sure that it's God telling you to do it. Hallelujah. You see, Samuel didn't answer the Lord. Hallelujah. He didn't answer him. If he didn't understand that God could call him like that. And if you don't understand and you think you're hearing other voices and all that, I say get you some teaching before you do any of that. Glory to God. So God can move on your behalf and they will receive you better. You know, sometimes you have to go and you have to put yourself out there. If you ain't got a testimony that you can help somebody with, then go back and get you one. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And to help somebody. Let them know you ain't the only one that went through that. I was talking to someone the other day, and I'm like, okay, I understand. I said, yes, I went through that. Glory to God. I went through that, yes, in my lifespan. And we were talking, and we just kept talking. I said, yes, I did. I went through that. And I told them what happened, and I told them what I did, you know, and everything. And you know, it's, oh, my goodness, yes. And I said, uh-huh, yes. See, you just don't know. But we are to be a testimony, a living testimony, glory to God. And ain't no dead testimony, glory to God. All them people dead, they gone, glory to God. But to be a living testimony, a living epistle for the people of God, to help them, hallelujah. My God, my God. Because if Samuel had a disobeyed, his ministry may not have kicked off like it did. Glory to God. None of his words fell to the ground. That means when he spoke it, good God Almighty, it came to pass. If he said it was going to rain, the rain came falling down. If he said you were going to get something, glory to God, if you're going to get a house, hallelujah. If you're going to get land, good God Almighty, your taxes going to be paid. Hallelujah. Whoever that is, don't worry about your taxes. Hallelujah. God going to pay them for you. In the name of Jesus, we decree and we declare that it is done. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That word ain't going to fall to the ground. Hallelujah. He said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw all men nigh unto me. Samuel was lifting up God by obeying. Hallelujah. When he became a servant first. And then God said, okay, you ready. You did everything I asked you to do. Now is your time. Hallelujah. And after he went on his ministry, the word of the Lord began to come even stronger. Good God Almighty. Samuel began, hallelujah, his ministry by doing, hallelujah, what he was supposed to do under Eli. You know, everybody got to serve up under somebody sometimes. Make sure it's an anointed man and woman of God in the name of Jesus. I speak it on you, hallelujah. Glory to God. Lord, I curse anybody that's not coming in your name the right way right now in the name of Jesus. Let it fall to the ground. Every word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So you got to understand, as he went on and he did what he was supposed to do, my God, my God, as he ministered unto Eli, Eli told him about God. He did. But you know, having that communication with the Lord, hallelujah, it will help you to know his voice. You know, there's so many and so much now, right now, everybody wants to be a prophet, everybody wants to be a pastor, everybody wants to be evangelist, everybody. Just stay in your lane and let God use you where you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's what you do. Just stay in your lane. Don't try to be something that God is not calling you to be. If you're under anointed men and women of God that you know that they can get a prayer through, glory to God, allow them to teach you. Have a teachable spirit. You know, so many times, children, when they go to class and different things, you know, go to class, and some of them go on to college, and they don't stay in long. Because you know why? Because some don't have a teachable spirit. Well, I didn't like my instructor. Well, you know, they got many instructors. Glory to God. Just because that one you don't, y'all might not have seen eye to eye, get up on another one. But don't just quit. There's so many times, thank you, Lord, what people do in ministry. Just because they don't like that. I don't like where that pastor that. But listen, get up under someone, hallelujah, that will help you. Glory to God. Don't just quit ministry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because the word of God is true. And there are some who care about your very soul, who want you to be completely saved. Hallelujah. So get up under them. That will help you. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Have you a servant heart? Hallelujah. Ask yourself, do you have a servant heart? You can't always, you know, I wasn't going to give you this, but, you know, I just throw this in free too. Amen. Y'all send me an offering for this one, though. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, so many times you won't always be right. Ain't nothing wrong with being right with what you know. But if you don't know, say, well, you know what? I didn't know that. I didn't know that. There's someone, you know, I'm like, okay, listen, da-da-da, we talk about, you know. Well, you know what? I didn't know that. And there's nothing wrong if you didn't know it. Glory to God. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. You said, Lord, I just learned something. Somebody taught me something today. And that's good. That means you got a teachable spirit. And it's good to have a teachable spirit. So then God can use you. And when he tell you to go down there in the bottom, hallelujah, glory to God. And you tell old Sister Cairo, glory to God, huh? Now, the serve ain't sweet as you think it is. Good God Almighty. It's time for her to come out of that sin. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. If you desire prayer at this time, go ahead and press the 1 and I'll bring you in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Nobody has pressed the 1. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going to continue on. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, Lord, that you open up the financial, Lord God. Open up the financial bank to those that are on this line. Woo! Good God Almighty, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God, hallelujah, that you open it up, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Lord, you know, Lord God, which banks have been closed. Lord God, open them up, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we ask you, Lord, to open up, Lord God, my God, that settlement, Lord, that they got, that's supposed to be theirs, and they hadn't got it yet, Lord. Open it up, Lord, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we ask you, Lord, those whose check has been held up, and they don't know what's wrong. Lord, the settlement has already came forth. Good God Almighty. Lord, I ask you to open it up, Lord God. Let them hold it no more. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, I decree and I declare, Lord God, that it is open right now. In the name of Jesus, they will hold it back no longer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We're going to go ahead, amen, now. And I'm going to get the invitation to Christ. Nobody pressed the 1. So I'm going to go ahead and get the invitation to Christ. Glory to God. If you don't know Jesus and pardon of your sin, I would like for you to repeat after me. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, God. Make me, Lord. Mold me, Lord God, into what you want me to be, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I repent of all the things that I have done wrong, God. In the name of Jesus, and every thought, every impure thought, Lord God, I repent right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. Welcome to the body of Christ. You're a blood-washed, born believer. The Spirit of the Lord is in you. Glory to God. Go to a Bible-believing church or listen. Amen. Glory to God. You can hit me up on Facebook. Amen. Inbox me on Facebook. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let me know how I can get in touch with you. Amen. I will personally touch you and pray with you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now, if you desire that, you can go and inbox me on Facebook. Amen. Amen, and I will personally touch you. Amen, glory to God, and pray with you, my God, because I don't want none to be lost. Hallelujah, glory to God. Amen, hallelujah. Now we're going to go ahead, amen, and remember, don't forget that's coming up next is Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. It's none other than Minister Elaine Jackson. She's coming up next, so don't forget it. Amen. Her show is coming up at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time, 5:30 Central Standard Time, and 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. And I'm going to go ahead and give you a break. You're going to get your glass of water, get your little bite to eat, and get ready for the next show. She's got it out there on Facebook, hallelujah, so you can see the number, amen. You can click on the link and go straight to the show, hallelujah. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power both now and ever, amen, amen. And we'll see you back here on next Sunday. Glory to God.